The game is over. Your Bucks postgame show starts now. Welcome to Bucks Talk. Insight, analysis, and your chance to sound off on the game you just heard. Now to break it all down, here's your host, Justin Garcia.
Well, an impressive win tonight for the Bucks. Again, playing shorthanded without Giannis, without Chris Middleton. And in a very, very important game against an Orlando Magic team that still had a chance to finish as high as second in the Eastern Conference. That no longer possible. And the Bucks have now really started to cement their place as they, as of this moment, can finish no lower than fourth in the Eastern Conference. They are one game in front of the New York Knicks, two games in front of the Cleveland Cavaliers, but three games in front of the Orlando Magic with two remaining, three games in front of the Indiana Pacers. Fourth is as low as the Bucks could fall, and this is now starting to take its shape in the Eastern Conference. 800-990-3776, the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. Last night, a very doom and gloom type of show, and we still did not know the latest on Giannis. And to be frank, we still don't know the latest. What we know is it's not a ruptured Achilles. That is the good news. It is not the absolute worst-case scenario. It does not guarantee we will see Giannis in the postseason. As Doc Rivers himself said before the game, he is hopeful. He's optimistic. He likes where this team is headed. And he's very hopeful that Giannis will be able to return. Obviously, some relief what we found out, not having him the rest of the season. Not great regular season, he meant, but definitely a lot more relief. There is no timeline, nothing like that. But we've got the best team, referring to the Bucks medical staff, working with him. He'll be back when he should be back. I'm hoping, I don't know if he will, but I'm hoping he will be available in the postseason. So it is still very much a wait-and-see game for Giannis. The Bucks themselves released a statement earlier today before the game confirming that Giannis will miss tonight, will miss Friday night in Oklahoma City, and will miss Sunday afternoon in Orlando. Doc Rivers, though, said that the thought was that Giannis would continue to travel with the team. And again, you will get a week off between the regular season ending and the postseason beginning, either Saturday or Sunday for the Bucks, 1 week from Saturday and Sunday. So the 20th and 21st, one of those 2 days, is when the Bucks will play their first postseason game. So you're talking about essentially a week and a half between when Giannis would have last played and the playoffs beginning. Look, we still don't know the timeline, as we said from Doc Rivers. We know Giannis is not playing in either of these final two games, three, including tonight, and he's going to continue to receive treatment. It could be a multi-week injury. Doc Rivers saying he's hopeful and saying that we hope we get him in the postseason does not mean we're talking about the start of the playoffs. It may be well into the playoffs, but in the meantime, you've got to get everything else in order. And I think tonight was a big, big step towards that for this team. 800-990-3776, the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. Take a look at some of the latest scenarios after this on Bucks Talk.
Welcome back to Bucks Talk.
He checked, and why not? Bangs home another three. Rinse, repeat, and do it again. Bobby Portis, 20 points now in the first half.
Bobby Portis, second time this season, he has scored 20 points in a half. The first time that Bobby did it was back in March in that home game blowout against the Boston Celtics. When his Bucks team was up 37 points at the half, Bobby poured in 22 in the first half of that game. 24 points in the first half tonight for BP. We heard Doc Rivers after the game talking about Bobby's candidacy for sixth man of the year, adding, look, I don't know if I have a vote, joking, of course. I don't know if I have a vote, but If I do have a vote, Bobby Portis is getting my vote for sixth man of the year. Everything that he brings to this team, his consistency as well, what the Bucks ask of him, and just how big Bobby Portis was tonight. He's been fantastic. Every night he gives us something. Tonight he gave us scoring, but he was just as important with his hands and his defense. Five steals tonight for Bobby Portis. That is a career high for Bobby Portis. And here's the other thing, the unfortunate part for Bobby. This won't necessarily determine who is going to win the sixth man of the year. I think there's a lot of deserving candidates. One of them you saw tonight in Cole Anthony. Norman Powell of the Los Angeles Clippers is another candidate. But I think really the two biggest candidates are Malik Monk and Bobby Portis. Now, Malik Monk just went down with an injury a week ago, week and a half ago. He is out for the season. Bobby Portis tonight with his 30 points, ordinarily that would have given him 1,082 points scored on the season here. That would be just about 30 points away from what Malik Monk has done with two games remaining. It didn't count tonight because he started, referring to points scored off the bench, but Bobby Portis is the second leading scorer off the bench this season, just behind Malik Monk. He's about 50 points behind Malik Monk. Malik Monk's not going to play in another game this season. Bobby Portis, you would have to assume, is not going to play off the bench in another game this season. But Bobby, 16 double-doubles, that is the most of any bench player in the league this season. Next in line is Andre Drummond, who's done it 10 times. Dayron Sharp of the Brooklyn Nets has done it 6 times. A handful of players, Russell Westbrook, Jordan Clarkson, and Kevin Love, they've done it 5 times. Then you have Bobby Portis, who has done it 16 times. He has been incredible on the home floor. He has shot 39% on his threes. He has been a 50% field goal shooter. He has been fantastic, in a word. Everything Doc Rivers has said, that's what Bobby Portis has given this team year in, year out. He's been in the conversation to win the sixth man of the year, but it really feels like his strongest chance is coming this year. And I don't think you can deny the importance that he's brought, really, in the biggest games for Bobby Portis. A lot of them have been games where you have not had Giannis. We've had that discussion before about Damian Lillard and the importance of Dame averaging 32 points a game in games where Giannis has not played. Nearly hit that mark tonight with 29 points. Bobby Portis has been big in those games as well. And when you look at tonight, Bobby Portis and Damian Lillard combined for 59 points. More than half of the Bucks' offensive production came from that duo tonight. So they continue to give you everything that you need when you don't have Giannis. It was especially imperative tonight in a game where you not only did not have Giannis, you also did not have Chris Middleton. That's the type of lift you're going to need to see from the team. Now, I mentioned Bobby's numbers have been much more efficient on the home floor than they have on the road. That's going to be the big thing in these final two games. You may well get to the final game of the regular season Sunday in Orlando and know it's meaningless for the Bucks. It's going to be curious to see what happens in that event because of some of the comments that Doc Rivers made tonight before the game about, look, it's kind of different now. You know, in years past, you always kind of winded down for the playoffs in how you approach the weekend. You know, he joked, they schedule the games, so you got to play them. You still just have to go out and play basketball. But, you know, you used to ease into the playoffs. That's long gone. Teams are trying to ramp up for the postseason now. But for us, we got to be smart, right? We don't want to be injured. We have not had luck. You got to stay healthy. You got to play, right? You got to go out there. You got to play. You hope to play to win the game, but you have to stay healthy. And we have not had luck with that staying healthy part, but it's part of the deal. So I'm going to be curious to see if that game Sunday against the Magic is meaningless. How do you approach that? Because you can be a little hesitant when you know Giannis is still out. Who knows what the status is there? Tonight, you know, we mentioned how great Bobby Portis was. There was that moment where Bobby Portis went down and he was down on the floor for a prolonged period of time, and I think we all assumed, here we go again. So when you see things like that in the final weekend of the regular season, it really gives you a pause. But there's a lot of things to keep an eye on in these next, really, 2 days going into that game Sunday in Orlando, because, again, as it currently sits, you could still face the Magic in the first round of the playoffs. I mentioned you can't finish any lower than fourth. Well, you could still get the Magic as the 5 seed. The Magic could slide. Magic could slide all the way into the play-in tournament, right? They could be in that 7-8 series. They could be your opponent as a 7th seed. You could slide to 3rd, and they could be your opponent as a 6th seed. So you can still face all of those teams. We're not really going to get any concrete answers on that or any really solid idea of what things are going to look like until those games are wrapped up on Friday. Then you'll know all of these scenarios because, as I mentioned before, no games are played on Saturday. The league takes the day off just so no teams are dealing with back-to-backs on the final day of the regular season. So all 30 teams play Friday night. All 30 teams play Sunday. Once those games wrap up on Friday, we will know every single scenario that is in play. We may even know it going into Friday. As I mentioned, the Knicks play tomorrow night against the Boston Celtics. If the Knicks lose that game, the Knicks will be 2 games behind the Bucks in the loss column. And again, the Bucks hold the tiebreaker. That would mean the Bucks cannot finish lower than the Knicks. So that would remove one more team, meaning the Bucks could finish no lower than 3rd. Cavaliers play Friday. If they lose that game while the Bucks are playing the Oklahoma City Thunder, same scenario. So we may start to get even more answers tomorrow night, but we'll certainly know a lot more on Friday. 800-990-3776, the number to reach us tonight on Bucks Talk. When we return, I mentioned some of those scenarios in play and how low the Bucks could drop. The very latest odds. We'll get into that conversation after this on Bucks Talk.
This is Bucks Talk.
Now we're the best team in the league, right? You know what I mean? Like, but wins help. You know that. Like, in life or anything. And losing is no fun. And it gets heavy. So, last night's game was probably the reason we won tonight. And it's a good thing.
Doc Rivers joking, we were the worst team in the league after a 4-game losing streak, and now we're the best team after beating 2 playoff-bound teams, the Boston Celtics and the Orlando Magic. 800-990-3776 is the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. Look, we've spent some time talking about the playoffs and scenarios in play for the Bucks. Again, the big piece to come from this is you will at the very least have home court advantage in your first round series. And it, even as unlikely as it was easy to assume it was much more likely given a 4-game losing streak, the 4 teams, or at least 3 of those 4 that the Bucks lost to, how they looked along the way, and especially coming into tonight when there was, again, still a chance the Magic could finish as high as 2nd in the East. With 2 games left against the Bucks, knowing there would be no Giannis, and as we said at the top of this show, we do not know when Giannis will be able to return. We don't know if Giannis is going to return in the postseason. We know he will not play in either of the final 2 regular season games. So at least level setting that and saying, okay, home court advantage, no lower than 4th. That's a start. You've walled off a handful of teams. You have a chance to do that again Friday night. And even before then, if the Knicks lose tomorrow to the Boston Celtics, the Knicks can't catch you. So you will finish no lower than 3rd. Now, what that means in terms of your opponents and your draw, that is still very much TBD. And that, again, likely will not be decided or answered until the final day of the regular season. But, I mentioned along the way, it's not as important to worry about who the Bucks are going to be playing in the first round. The big thing is to finish either 2nd or 3rd, to get that home court advantage, to finish in a good spot, a spot where you would avoid the Boston Celtics in the 2nd round. And granted, you still got to get to the 2nd round. We're saying this 1 year removed from a season where the Bucks lost in the 1st round and you may not start the playoffs with Giannis. So you still got to get to the second round. But that was the big thing. Just don't finish fourth. You can still do that. It is a very, very minimal chance. Right now, 3% chance that the Bucks would finish fourth. Again, the scenario's in play there. In order for the Bucks to finish fourth, here's what needs to happen. The Bucks would have to lose Friday night in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. They would also have to lose Sunday in Orlando against the Magic. The Knicks would need to win tomorrow night in Boston against the Celtics, Friday night at home against the Brooklyn Nets, and Sunday at home in a meaningless game against the Chicago Bulls. Meaningless for the Bulls. They know they're locked into the 9 seed. So the Knicks need to win those final three games. They need the Bucks to win to lose those final two games. And the Cavaliers would also need to win Friday night against the Indiana Pacers, Sunday at home against the Charlotte Hornets. Both of those teams have at least one difficult game left on the schedule. And for the Knicks, you could, I suppose, even say two, given you are playing in a back-to-back Thursday and Friday. That Cavs game against the Pacers is going to be a challenge because Indiana is fighting to potentially move up to fifth in the standings, but also to avoid the 76ers catching them and the Pacers falling into the play-in tournament. Doesn't matter who the Celtics play. They're a tough opponent. I think it's still too early for Boston to start to shut things down. So you would imagine it's going to be a challenge for the New York Knicks. But that's what needs to happen. Those two teams need to go a collective 5-0. The Bucks need to go 0-2. It is obviously not impossible. And again, there are some relatively easy games on that schedule. Of those five games that they would have to win, three are what you would point to and say this should be easy. But it's a lot of variables in play. So that's why it's just a 3% chance that the Bucks would drop all the way down to fourth in the Eastern Conference. That's the big piece, right? Finishing third, 21%. So again, if you finish third, that would be the Cavaliers finish tied with you. Or the New York Knicks move past you, right? If Cleveland loses both of their remaining games, or even one of those remaining games, the Knicks win out and the Bucks lose out, then you would have that scenario. So there's a lot of things that need to happen. That's why it is right now a near 80% chance the Bucks are going to be the 2 seed. What you do know is this. Win just one game of your final two. Win one game, and you're the 2 seed. Or get one loss from the Knicks, one loss from the Cavs. You're the 2 seed. That's all that has to happen. We're going to point to that game Sunday in Orlando against the Magic. Who knows? I've talked with a number of people who have all said, in what I just mentioned Doc Rivers saying, you know, it's no longer the days where you ease into the playoffs. And look, you've heard more than Doc Rivers point that out. The reason for that is simple. The play-in tournament. Right? In years past, and I know this is year, what, four of the play-in tournament? It's year three of this iteration of it. But in years past, the regular season would end on a Wednesday. And the playoffs would get started that Saturday. So all teams had a little bit of a break, but we were talking about 2 to 3 days off that you were getting. Now it's a week. If you're not in the play-in tournament, you wrap up Sunday, you don't play again until as early as Saturday, possibly Sunday. So that's why you see more and more teams saying, well, we can't ease into the playoffs. We do that if we start to give guys a night off. Second-to-last game, maybe the last two games of the regular season, we're talking about a week and a half that they're going without playing. But we always see it, right? As much as you say, oh, you can't do that anymore, you see it every single year. There's some type of gamesmanship. There's some type of jockeying for position. You see it a lot more than Western Conference because of how fluid that usually is. We've seen that creep into the East this year. But you always see it, that team that says, you know, we're currently third. We think we're in a better spot if we drop down to fourth because it would mean this opponent. And who knows? You may see the Orlando Magic do that. You may see the Oklahoma City Thunder do that as well. You know, there's a good chance the Thunder could finish third in the Western Conference. So do you want whoever finishes sixth? Or do you want to try to get the two seed and potentially get the Phoenix Suns or the Sacramento Kings, right? Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal. So there is still a lot of scenarios in play, but the simplest thing to avoid all of this, just win one of your final two games, and you will be the two seed. 800-990-3776, the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. We'll take a look at those games that were being played right now. One of them carries a lot of importance in the Western Conference, and that could tie into what we just said, how the Oklahoma City Thunder approach the final weekend, specifically Friday night against the Bucks. We'll get to that after this on Bucks Talk.
You're listening to Bucks Talk.
Lillard's going to tee one up for three, and he knocks it down. Damian Lillard getting some late points now with 29.
Damian Lillard finished with 29. Bobby Portis with 30. And again, that duo consistently have been very, very big in the games that Giannis has not appeared in. You don't know how much longer you're going to need that, but at least in the next two games, Friday night in Oklahoma City against the Thunder, and Sunday afternoon in Orlando against this same Magic team. All 30 teams play Friday night. All 30 teams play Sunday. No games are played on Saturday, and you have 10 teams in action tomorrow night. Again, if you want to do some prep work and some scoreboard watching, the important game tomorrow for the Bucks is the New York Knicks in Boston against the Celtics. If the Knicks lose that game, Bucks can finish no lower than third in the Eastern Conference. There's a couple of games that carry meaning in the Western Conference as well, but Friday, the important games outside of the Bucks game, because as we've mentioned a number of times now, you want to distill this to its easiest version here. What's this? Beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. If you do that, you're guaranteed to be the two seed. Your magic number is just one. But the other games to keep an eye on, the Orlando Magic and Philadelphia 76ers, they play Friday night, 6 o'clock tip time. Right now, Philadelphia, they could climb out of the play-in tournament, and the Magic could slide down to the play-in tournament. Right? The Sixers suddenly have a decent chance of moving up to 6th, their most likely landing spots. They could go as high as 5th, Philadelphia could. But their most likely landing spots are 7th or 8th. 6th is not far behind. The Indiana Pacers' most likely landing spot is 6th. They could also slide into the play-in tournament, either 7th or 8th. They could also move up to 5th. Pacers could also get all the way up to 3rd. A very, very, very small chance of that. The Magic, same story. Everything from 3 through 8 is in play for the Magic. For the Cavaliers, everything from 2 through 7 is in play. The Knicks have everything from 2 through 6 in play. The Bucks can only be 2nd, 3rd, or 4th. So it could be any of those teams. You could still play the Magic in the first round. You could play the Pacers. You could get the winner of a Sixers-Heat game. Play-in tournament as a 7th seed. Could get any of these teams. But there's a lot of important games to keep an eye on that are going to have ripple effects in the other games being played. Magic and Sixers, that is a huge game because of the implications for both teams in the postseason. That is Friday night. Cavs and Pacers, that is another huge game because of what we just went through and where Indiana could finish, where Cleveland could finish. So that carries big-time implications for both of those teams. The Minnesota Timberwolves, pending the result of this game tonight. They play Friday. Again, all teams play Friday. But the Timberwolves may need that game Friday to lock up the one seed. That could decide what the Oklahoma City Thunder do in the final weekend of the regular season, specifically that same night against the Bucks. Don't act as if teams don't do scoreboard watching as the games are going on. The Spurs play the Denver Nuggets. Another big one in the West, a couple of them. Playoff implications for both teams, the Warriors and the Pelicans. The Kings and the Suns. Those things could carry a big impact on how teams approach the final weekend as well. In terms of what we just mentioned before, do you maybe sacrifice a seed line because the matchup is better? As much as we can say, yeah, you just got to get right. You got to be playing right. You want to go into the playoffs with some rhythm, with some momentum, on a high note. We see it every year. Teams tend to do that. As for games that are being played right now, again, the biggest one that is ongoing is in Denver, where the Nuggets currently lead the Timberwolves 83-80. Those two teams entered the game tonight tied for the best record in the Western Conference. The Thunder won. They blew out the Spurs. So your top three seeds in the West all playing tonight. As of this moment, all three of those teams have 55 wins. The Timberwolves and Nuggets only have 24 losses. The Thunder have 25 losses. But one of those teams is going to join the Thunder at 55-25. The other one is going to be one game up on the other two teams. And if it's the Minnesota Timberwolves, it could essentially lock the one seed. They own the tiebreaker over both the Nuggets and the Oklahoma City Thunder. So again, does that shape what Denver does going into Friday night, if that is the case? Those are all of the moving pieces that we've referred to, but I'm going to say it once more. If you want to make it as simple as possible, just win one of your final two games. And if you want to make it even easier, win Friday night. I know it's not going to be easy, but win Friday night in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. We'll wrap up the show and preview that matchup with the Thunder after this on Bucks Talk.
You're listening to Bucks Talk.
Jackson sends out to Connaughton. Connaughton dips inside the arc, passes out to the right wing, and Beverly strikes again. Pat Bev at the horn knocks down the three from the right wing of the Bucks, riding his hot hand.
59 combined points from Bobby Portis and Damian Lillard. Pat Beverly, another big game in the starting lineup. Perfect from beyond the arc. Pat Beverly continuing to give you some offense now, and another near triple-double for Pat Beverly in this win for the Bucks over the Orlando Magic. 13 points, 6 assists, and 8 rebounds for Pat Beverly. And most importantly, Bucks are locked into the top four. They know they'll have home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs. They will very, very likely not fall any lower than third in the East. That is the big piece. What we do know in the East is the Boston Celtics are the one seed. So Boston's opponent, in the first round of the playoffs could be a number of teams. It's going to be a team from the play-in tournament. That could be the Bulls. That could be the Hawks. That's the other thing we know in the East. The Bulls are the 9 seed. The Hawks are the 10 seed. Right now, the Sixers and Heat are 7-8. The Pacers could fall into the play-in tournament. The Magic could fall into the play-in tournament. The Cavaliers could as well, but there's a very, very small chance at that. So it does seem most likely that it's going to be one of those four teams currently in 7-10. That is the Celtics' first-round opponent, but that's what we know. Celtics are the 1, Bulls are the 9, Hawks are the 10. Everything in between is to be determined. What we know in the West is the Timberwolves, Nuggets, and Thunder will finish in the top 3, and the Clippers and Mavericks will be 4-5. Everything else there is to be determined. So it is going to be a very, very chaotic final weekend of the season. And again, when that game wraps up Friday night in Oklahoma City, we will have a pretty good idea of where the Bucks are going to finish in the Eastern Conference standings. That's our next game broadcast Friday night, 7 o'clock tip time. 6:30 is when our pregame coverage begins on these airwaves. And as always, be sure to stick around after the game for Bucks Talk. We will talk to you Friday night.